Widget by Dyson Rules, read by Twezza Dark. Fandom: Harry Potter. Rating: NC-17. Summary: Draco is bored and Harry is wet. Written for Part 2 of The Pirate Drabble War. Prompts: a tea towel and a beer widget. Draco held the empty Guinness can in one hand and his wand in the other. A carefully applied cutting charm sliced the can open. He sat alone in the break room of the Ministry's Auror department. It had been a bloody slow week, and Draco was bored enough to surrender to curiosity. "What are you doing?" The voice behind him nearly startled him into slicing open his own hand. He pursed his lips in annoyance. "Something is inside the can." "It's a beer widget," Potter explained. "What is a beer widget?" "It's sort of complicated. It keeps the can from exploding and gives the beer a nice head of foam when you pour it into a glass." Muggle technology. Draco turned to look at his fellow Auror and jerked in surprise, causing the widget to fly from the can. Potter caught it with his still sharp reflexes. Draco barely noticed. Potter was soaking wet and nearly nude. Water beaded over his bare skin, and he patted ineffectually at it with a tea towel. He seemed to have just stepped out of the tub and yanked on a pair of jeans, which were not even buttoned properly. Draco's unwilling gaze traveled from the top of Potter's wet head over the dripping chest and down to the open waistband of his too tight jeans. "What happened to you?" Draco managed. "Accident in the volatile substances lab. Had to take a quick shower. The towels were gone, of course." "Merlin, you're bleeding!" Potter snatched at his hand, and Draco noticed the gash for the first time. He must have sliced it on the jagged edge of the can. Stupid muggle device. "Come on," Potter said, and pulled Draco up by his wrist. Before Draco could protest, they disapparated. Even though Draco had never been there before, he recognized Potter's flat by the horrendous color scheme and the clutter. The man was in desperate need of a house elf. Potter propped Draco against the back of the couch, pulled his wand from the back pocket of his jeans. Draco was surprised he could squeeze into the tight material, and gently held Draco's hand while he cast a quick healing charm. Then he replaced the wand and wiped away the blood with the tea towel. "Why was it necessary to bring me here?" Draco asked. "So I could do this," Potter said, and leaned in for a kiss. Before Draco quite knew how it happened, his trousers and Potter's jeans were around their ankles, and Draco was being exquisitely shagged over the back of Potter's red plaid couch. Potter's hot hand on Draco's cock stroked in rhythm with every pounding tingle against Draco's prostate. Afterward, they lay tangled together on the hideous sofa, spooning pleasantly. Potter's lips brushed over the back of Draco's neck, and he chuckled. "Here's your widget," he said, and pressed the small ball into Draco's hand. "My lucky widget," Draco thought. End.